Limitations. This study does not claim to provide a conclusive understanding of graduate experience, not least due to our relatively small sample size. Although the population of the Yorkshire and the Humber region is similar to Scotland, with more higher education and foundation education institutions offering fine art undergraduate courses in the Yorkshire and Humber region in comparison to Scotland, our English sample is significantly smaller. This is in part likely due to the makeup of in-session social media following, which is primarily composed of graduates from Scottish art schools. Despite our best efforts to find and select participants from a broad range of higher education and foundation education institutions, and fine art courses within the Yorkshire and Humber region and throughout Scotland, there are gaps in our data set, with some courses and institutions overrepresented and some underrepresented or missing altogether. Similarly, the graduates from particular demographics are overrepresented and others underrepresented when compared with SCAN's Scottish Visual Art Demographics Report 2018 and Art Council England's Livelihoods of Visual Artists Literature and Data Review 2018, which summarise available data on the demographics of the Scottish and English visual art sectors, respectively. Although, to our knowledge, this is the most recent sectoral data available, there has been a lack of research into the involvement of some demographics in the visual arts, particularly transgender and Muslim populations, and those from working class backgrounds. Therefore, our ability to gauge how accurately our study represents these groups is limited. The fact that this study focuses on 2020 graduates makes this dataset somewhat unique, as students' experience of their final year of art school was significantly disrupted due to the outbreak of COVID-19. The effects of the pandemic also undoubtedly impacted their first 12 to 18 months after graduation to a degree that will not be experienced by future graduates.